Inside Speedway is brought to you by P1 Australia and by Speedway Classics Magazine, on sale now. From the dirt tracks across Australia, welcome to Inside Speedway with Dennis Newland and Craig Revell.
On this episode of the show, it's great to catch up once again with Australian Speedway Hall of Famer and publisher Dennis Newland. Dennis, thanks for joining us once again as hitting the stands, another edition, number 5, in fact, of Speedway Classics magazine. Happy New Year to you and congratulations on another labour of love.
Yeah, well, first of all, thanks for inviting me on your show, Craig, and Happy New Year to you and all your listeners. Yes, a labour of love, but hard work at that, and it has been published and is now out and about at all major news agents around Australia, the latest Speedway Classics number 5 in the Revival series. And again, another bumper issue, this one 124 pages, full colour and full gloss, Craig.
And covering a number of different topics right around the world, from Sydney to Brisbane and even over to the United States, where you did take a look at Lloyd Ruby's career.
Yeah, one of the highlights of the issue, in fact, is Lloyd Ruby, the man who sadly is probably remembered more for not winning the Indianapolis 500 because of so many opportunities that he was denied within the latter stages of the race when he was in a winning position. Quite an incredible story. I mean, this man's luck at Indianapolis over his career, he did have luck, but it was all bad luck. A remarkable story.
Yes, it is indeed. And of course, one of the stories that, well, we certainly learnt more about was Blair Shepherd and how he made the Brisbane the offy capital of the country.
Oh, yeah, very much so. Now Blair Shepherd is one of these affable characters, a great personality of the sport, and a man from another era in every sense of the word, not only the fact that he was the star of national speed car racing in the 60s, but he was flamboyant and colourful and very much an attraction for the sport. We need personalities, and he was one of the real solid gold personalities of the 60s era, backed it up with magnificent Offenhauser speed car equipment, and his team, Blair, won the 1969 Australian Speed Car Championship, and the following year his teammate Bob Morgan, driving for WRM Performance Cars Offenhauser's team, also won the Australian title. So, but a very nice man, Blair Shepherd, 90 years of age and still as chirpy as ever. Enjoyed having a chat with him on his birthday last year, and always a story that I, over the years, I've written a few on Blair and his success story in the sport, and a great person, a really nice man.
And you can hear an extended interview with Blair Shepherd on the Inside Speedway program at sportradio.com.au as well. Look, fascinating that you've looked into the Speedway histories of the titles of the sidecars and sedans in this issue.
Yeah. Now, I wanted to come up with a very good sidecar story and a very good sedan story. We probably in the Revival series, we've done a couple of sedan stories, but nothing of any substance that really was befitting a Speedway Classics editorial policy. So I spoke to Kevin Andrews, actually. Of course, we know Kevin in more latter years as a liberal politician, but of course he was also a very competent Speedway journalist back in the late 70s through the decades of the 80s in the Auto Action publication. In fact, he and I always shared a page in the fortnightly edition of Auto Action. So I've had a long time association with Kevin. And of course, he was the man who we had a chat and communicated with emails. And that's how we came up with the story. He's done an excellent job. He really has covered the national scene in sedan racing in that 70s era when it was very, very popular and still is, I might add. But he's captured it all very, very well.